Rach, have you seen the latest news about the free childcare ending?
Oh, yeah. What, 12th of July, I think they said that they're going to get rid of free childcare.
Yeah, so they brought that in for COVID. But, I'm not getting this. A lot of people are getting very upset about the free childcare ending, right?
Yeah.
I don't really understand because it wasn't free beforehand anyway. Why are people upset?
Let's get some parents on 13, 12, 16 to ask how the free childcare ending is affecting you. But I believe that it's because people's lives have maybe changed a bit. Their working lives have changed a bit. And so they were sort of relying on the free childcare so that they could work. But then I guess, it wasn't free before. I don't know. 13, 12, 16, if you're a parent, how will the free childcare ending impact you? And I think maybe because it was supposed to be carrying on for a lot longer. It wasn't supposed to be ending so quickly.
Right.
So maybe people had made plans, potentially.
Okay, look, neither of us are parents. That, I think, is pretty clear at the moment. 13, 12, 16, how will free childcare ending impact you? Renee from Rural View.
To be honest, I'm not 110% sure as yet because I haven't had to use it myself, but where I work, I have a lot of people that do rely on it come in.
Yeah.
So I work in town at a tie shop, and for me personally, because my partner works within an industry that's had to be not put off but put on a JobKeeper payment, but he's had enough time accrued, so his boss has worked out that he can still get paid as normal, but I'm a little how you doing at the moment because for when he does go back to work, find out on that what do I do type thing. But I think a lot of parents have just tried to keep the kids in as much routine as possible.
Yeah.
So I think that's why it's going to affect them as much, why it's being brought forward as opposed to September.
Yeah.
Because every parent knows routine is pretty important for kids. So it's survival for them and for us. But, I think that's most probably the most major thing. Plus, we adapt so quickly to things, and with the pandemic, we've had to adapt to different types of industry changes and lifestyle changes and stuff, not even being able to get toilet paper.
Yeah.
Restricted to canned foods and all that sort of stuff.
I know, it's been a crazy time, that's for sure. Thank you so much for your call, Renee.
Thank you.
We've got Cecilia from Serena. Cecilia, how will the free childcare ending be impacting you?
Look, to be honest, I'm probably going to catch some flack over this, but I really don't mind.
Yeah.
I was lucky enough not to lose hours at work, so going back to normal, everybody wants to get back to normal. Well, this is going back to normal.
Yeah.
And I know it keeps people in jobs like childcare centres and workers. It's keeping them in jobs as well. So we've got to think about that, I think. Yes, it will make it hard for a lot of people who have lost hours and are struggling.
Yeah.
So I definitely think, the government should support those sort of people. And especially, they probably should have left it for a bit longer because we're still going through a lot at the moment.
Yeah, yeah. So you think maybe extending it is probably the way to go?
Yeah, I think so. And I think, maybe, and this is going to sound harsh, but people who maybe on the pension and, didn't really need childcare as much as people who do have work.
Mm.
Or maybe the government should have looked at that as well.
Yeah.
And considered that. So
Cecilia,
maybe giving those people a subsidy.
Yeah. Would you be able to, if someone just, I'm just trying to understand here. If just say a family had lost hours, would that mean that they just take them out of childcare for the hours that they've lost sort of thing, so they end up looking after them more themselves? Or is that able to work like that, or don't allow that? You have to have it, once they're in, they're in.
One of my friends actually lost her job who worked with me, and, she had to take her son out of childcare because, obviously, she had no work, she couldn't afford childcare.
Mm.
When she took him out, their childcare actually closed due to COVID.
Wow.
And they didn't have enough kids in there to keep it open,
right,
which is fair enough. So that's why I sort of think, going back to normal will help. But, yes, I think the government should look at maybe giving a subsidy a bit more.
Yeah.
People who did lose their jobs, I know that they did have to take care of them. And then she got a job just a little while ago, and she had to rely on family and friends to look after her little one. She could find another daycare centre.
Yeah, all right. Interesting. All right, thank you so much for your call.
No worries. Thank you.
And you're in Hit FM. So what was your name?
My name's Kiri.
Hey, Kiri. How has the free childcare ending going to be impacting you?
I think that the best thing that could ever happen is the free childcare ending, to be honest.
Oh, really? Tell us why.
Yeah. Okay, we use a family daycare, Mum.
Mm-hmm.
My husband works away 7 and 7. I work full time.
Wow, okay.
And her income has been cut in half because the government haven't increased what they pay her as part of the subsidy, okay? And the parents just don't have to pay anymore.
Right, okay.
So her income has been cut in half.
Uh-huh.
She's expected to support her family like that.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
And not only that, the people who are taking advantage of the free daycare are dropping their kids off at stupid o'clock. They're picking them up at stupid o'clock. She's cut her wage in half, and they're going home and they're sitting on their bum.
Yeah. You think some people are definitely rorting the system and taking it for advantage?
You know, and she's been through a really tough time because people are completely taking advantage of her, and she's her income has been cut in half, and she's supposed to still support her family.
Yeah, look, that's a whole other perspective we hadn't heard. Thank you so much for calling on that one.
You know, and we're still working. We've got nothing from the government. Yeah, you know what? I'm still paying her. And we should all still be looking after the people who are looking after the small humans in our lives who are supposed to be the most important people.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's such an important job, 100%. We really appreciate your opinion on that. Thank you so much for your call.
Have a good one, guys.